Hello, dear ones. It's Tashi DeSantos here. Lovely to connect with you and to exchange under this potent transit, a long-awaited transit, that is Uranus shifting into Taurus as we speak from Aries. This event in our skies is coupled with a couple of earth-toned stelliums. We have a stellium in Capricorn as well as a stellium in Taurus taking place. And very soon the moon will shift from Taurus into Gemini. But until that point, we're looking at a four placement stellium in Taurus and a three placement stellium, major placement in Capricorn. So just so you can get an idea, we have Pluto in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, Mars in Capricorn, and the Sun, Moon, Mercury, as well as the recent shift of Uranus in Taurus, stabilizing as we speak. So this is big, you know. I think the new moon combined with this major transit and the emphasis on the element Earth, as well as how we've been feeling post Scorpio full moon and all the events, cosmic events leading up to this particular point in time now, I do want you to remember what was happening around the Scorpio full moon and, you know, being in that Mercury in retrograde shadow period with the strange aspect to the Scorpio full moon. You know, we've just come out of, for some of us, the depths of hell experientially. And, you know, when we talk about hell, we don't have to take it so visually with the flames and, you know, being tortured or, you know, being around a whole series of negative beings. I mean, it doesn't have to be that visual. It can be something as simple as just being very disillusioned, very lost in one's own mind or in a situation that is confusing, that has no potential for realization, that just keeps us bound or in bondage. It can also be suffering, extreme suffering, or having to come to terms with certain losses or karmas is a very good word to use at this point. I really actually wanted to connect around the full moon in Scorpio because that full moon, for me personally, was a very important one. And I think for all of us collectively, when we're working with such a icy moon, you know, when that ice melts, so much truth from the subconscious planes can come through. And because of the aspects that were happening around that time, they weren't really allowed to come through in a smooth way, in a way that would, you know, bring us comfort. They were poured onto us quite drastically. And this was happening on a collective level in the world with the, you know, the various complications that are happening on a political level, as well as just how things are being governed, you know, on a global level. Many strange truths came forth around that moon's time, and there were also, you know, horrible things that were taking place around the world. But, you know, the benefit of that moon is just the raw truth, and it's not conventional. It's not easy to digest because the majority of the world is forced to live or dwell in some kind of permanent state of distraction or, you know, getting acclimatized into, you know, deep sleeps of not even realizing what's really happening. And I think what's trying to bind us into that state, we can't just blame it on our own ignorance, but we need to also see the greater ignorance, which is, you know, all the different mediums that are holding us down and not letting us have this rawness, you know, presented to us. Anyway, that full moon was so brutal in its presentation. And I think whether we wanted to face things or not, we had to, you know. And Scorpio doesn't play nice. And, you know, Scorpio, I guess, has to be cruel to be kind. And I think also the extremes that dwell in the vibration of that star, working with the emotional elements, which is linked to the moon and intuition and the depths and the more subtle energy, the mysteries. When you combine extremes with that, if things need to be eliminated, they will be. And not only will they be eliminated, but they will be uprooted in such a way that not even a trace of what was there will remain. And any of us that had, you know, strong scorpionic aspects in our star map, or just, you know, have a lot of that influence in our chart, or Taurus actually, would have felt a lot taking place around that time. But in general, what I'm getting at here is all that happened around that full moon has in its own way leaded us. And if you forgot the date, it was around the 29th/30th of April 2018. That's when it happened. And all of what was taking place around that time, leading up until now, you know, it has a ripple effect to what we're experiencing right now, this moment, with this transit, the way that we're feeling with, you know, the shift, I guess, from fiery Aries into, you know, determined, earthbound Taurus, this Uranus doing its movement into Taurus, which again had its story intertwined into the full moon in Scorpio, plus the other major planetary alignments around that time. So what we are experiencing now is I wouldn't call it a clarity, but a preparation, a preparatory integration of that lesson, because that lesson around that full moon has so much to show for, and will continue to, I think, clear up any doubt about the way we are going to personally have our, you know, experience, how we are personally going to work with this Uranus in Taurus time. On top of that, Jupiter in Scorpio was there and is still there, and that is doing so much to the upsurge, you know, or some would call it purging or deep cleansing of all the rot that we don't even acknowledge. And it's never easy, it's never clean, it's never sweet, it's never sophisticated, it's actually raw, unconventional, as I keep saying, and fearless too. And if we resist, it will break us. And when I say break, I mean make us cry, make it painful. But if we really do want to evolve and get rid of, you know, baggage, unnecessary baggage, but also I think protect ourselves better too. I think with a maintenance, some form of a maintenance of being aware, of being out of the delusion, you know, this is a great time. And yes, Jupiter in Scorpio rarely fails. I am a big fan of such placements. So working with the subconscious, working with the dreamscape, working with awakening, getting out of the delusion, getting out of the daily distraction, getting out of anything hellish, anything that binds us, that keeps us low or away from our highest potential or highest good, you know, it is a wonderful time to break out of that. Now, this new moon, you know, coming away from the Scorpio full moon and into this new moon in Taurus, that is soon shifting into Gemini, it's about laying the ground of the recent experiences and resetting intentions that should confirm what we already knew but forgot, right? It's like we have instincts, we ignore them, and then we have to learn the hard way, and then, of course, we really do learn. So laying the ground for those hard-learned lessons, this is the moment now. Some of us who have aspects in Capricorn and Virgo, I feel your experience of this won't be as intense. As I mentioned, anyone with strong Scorpionic placements, your Taurians as well as your Libras and Aries will experience all of this in a far more drastic way. But generally, we're all in it, aren't we? We're all getting affected. We're all getting influenced somehow, or one way or the other. So, to, I guess, keep this in mind, I'm fond of truth and the rawness and getting out of any form of disillusionment. So, this new moon can bring us back down to the truth in a more tangible way. And strike a direction, a clear direction. The suddenness of energy, of determined energy, of vibrational shifts will be sharp but helpful because it'll just happen. We will just know. And that clarity won't remain. So that's why we have to note these things down, or we have to integrate them through our meditative practices, or through just being certain that what we're feeling and experiencing now, that won't sway. And even if it does, we won't forget this moment. We won't forget these next few days and what we're feeling. So another big one too under this influence, current influence of the double stellions and the earth tones in our skies, which are very helpful, talk about hard work, inner work and outer work, and our commitments to the world, to humanity, to the collective. And of course, to ourselves. So, boundaries are needed right now. And, this theme of being cruel to be kind is, I think, wise because we mustn't overgive where unnecessary. We need to be protective, I repeat, and fair. And I think many compassions can also, forms of compassions, can also reside in that. Because the wisdom, as the wonderful Oriental philosophies and wisdom state, that the wisdom and the compassions go hand in hand. We can't, just have one. It's important to work with both. So working with both is needed right now. And the greater release of what's happening, the exhale of what's going on right now in our skies, I really feel it will take place when this beautiful grand trine will take place later this month, closer to the end of this month. And that will be a very loving time for us. So a little after the full moon in Sagittarius. So that's going to be, sorry, a little before the full moon in Sagittarius. So that's going to be, I'll just give you the specific dates of that. It's between May the 27th and June the 6th. So that's when the trine formation with Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune, I guess, will be really appreciated. But that's commencing a little bit before the full moon in Sagittarius on the 29th of May, around about the 29th of May. So, yes, looking forward to lighter vibrations closer to the end of the month. And as the great Japanese proverb goes, fall down seven times, get up eight. And as His Holiness the Dalai Lama would say, never, ever, ever give up. Okay. May all be auspicious, dear ones. Love and light. Bye-bye.